A former top lands leader says America's latest sagebrush rebellion is dangerous. Former Interior Secretary Bruce Babbitt spoke at the Outdoor Retailers Trade Show Thursday in Salt Lake City and urged the industry to fight back. KUER's Judy Faze reports.
Bruce Babbitt's Utah critics hanged him in effigy years ago over creating the Grand Staircase Escalante National Monument. Now he's urging public lands advocates to use the outdoor industry's clout to lobby for expanding federal lands.
So this is the moment to come together, stand tall, raise your voice, put your industry into the fight. It'll make a real difference.
Babbitt says an 800-page report on transferring federal lands to Utah devotes only one cryptic paragraph to the value of wilderness. He cautions against dismissing this new sagebrush rebellion, saying it's a threat to the very existence of the nation's outdoor recreation industry.
This is different this time. It's a right-wing national movement being funded and fostered by the oil and gas and coal companies.
Ken Ivory is the state lawmaker behind Utah's lands transfer effort and the national movement.
I don't know how much more hyperbolic he can get in one statement. He's clearly absolutely wrong and hasn't bothered to look into the situation.
Ivory contends states would do better than the federal government managing natural resources, wildlands, and wildlife. Judy Faze, KUER News.